buck like you call Giannis' name. You don't like it? Well, fuck it, you don't have to listen. I'm speaking facts, when I talk, I know it's something different. I'm in the first state, crumbing like I'm first place. I talk that terrible shit, but you got worse takes. I got no anger for haters, that shit don't even matter. Cause when I finish the show, I'll grab some wine after. So let me get on this mic and make your brain freeze. I'ma do it my way, so all the lames leave. It's just me, you know I'm careful of fakes. So sit back and listen while I spit my terrible takes. Yo!
Oh my goodness, I had to do this. Especially listening to the fucking theme of this show. Oh, Mr. Chaos, my brother, I love you, sir. But god damn it, if you don't listen to your own words. Oh, if you don't know by now, listen, just go back. Read the episode title. God, I just love being right, man. This whole Cody thing. Actually, I don't love being right. I really just love the conversation. But how the fuck did everybody blow up about Cody without even thinking that, hey, maybe they don't know? Because even when I say that Cody's not ready, I don't know. I don't know what it looks like if Cody won at WrestleMania. But I know what it looks like when Roman wins. And it looks like we need to find somebody who can beat Roman. And when Cody's stepping up and he's talking about his dad and all this shit, what does that mean? I know his dad. His dad's Dusty. Dope. His brother's Gold Dust. Even better. Like, what do you want me to do with that? Show me, Cody. Show me you can win, motherfucker. And he did. And the promo on Monday with Cody was perfect. I had you. And he didn't even blame the bloodline like that. Yes, he pointed out Solo was there, but he had him before that. Like, it was perfect. It was perfect. And then Brock Lesnar turns on Cody, and now Cody has some real adversity. Like, I don't understand why everybody wants to say that Cody was ready and all this. I've been tweeting it out ever since the fucking match happened. Liv Morgan was ready, right? Liv Morgan was ready the year before she won Money in the Bank. Everybody wanted her to win Money in the Bank. Liv didn't. Next year, she wins Money in the Bank. Very first program. The entire internet and fans in the stands blew up on Liv, turned their fucking backs, gave her nothing. She had just as much fanfare as Cody coming into the Rumble. And I'm telling you guys, I'm fucking tired of it. That whole, whoa, I get it, right? I get it. It's cool. But he forced it. I said it on Wrestling on the Rocks. He would come out. He came out the Monday after the Rumble, put his finger to his ear, to hear people go, whoa, and guess what? They didn't fucking do it. And then he kept going, and now everyone does it. I get it. He got you. But I don't fall for those games. Like, I wouldn't sing the same way fucking Miss Amanda Jane from Wrestling on the Rocks doesn't sing Judas for the sake of. Like, I know the Judas song. I know it because I hear it enough. But I'm not going to sing it because I don't like Jericho. He hasn't proven to me that I should like what he does. Okay? I wasn't down with Seth and everybody singing the song until he won me over as a performer. And now, yeah, I'm all about it. But I'm not going to sing Cody's song because everybody else does. That shit doesn't make sense to me. It never makes sense to me. Why would you guys do Yes Chance for Miz kicks against Daniel Bryan and then boo the Miz after that? Like, you want to sheep around in the fact of the show to feel like you're a part of it, as opposed to like watch what they give you and react to what's going on. Now, shouts to Ritter from Smackin' It Raw and Creation World. we went back and forth, and he's like, well, this reaction is a reaction. And I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not disagreeing with the fact that it is a reaction that's happening. What I'm disagreeing about and I'm pushing back on is the idea that it's wrong. You can be upset. Absolutely be upset because you wanted Cody to win. Not because they made the wrong decision. That's not your choice. I don't think they made the right decision. I don't think they made the wrong decision. I don't care what decision they made. I find it laughable that people think they made the wrong decision. It's not up for us. It's not our decision. You know, newsflash. Daniel Bryan's story was organic and enhanced by crowd reaction. Like, they started that story with the Sheamus kick at the WrestleMania the year before. And they used that as fuel to build. Not only that, he was a heel when he got kicked in the face. But then they built and built and built and used you dummies out there. Getting off track a little bit. The decision they made to keep the title on Roman, I agree with because I like Roman. Had they put it on Cody, I'd be like, okay, where do we go from here? Because there's no depth to Cody's character. It's about his story, his family, his legacy. It'll happen. It'll happen. What they have to avoid is doing it when it turns out like Liv. When it turns out like Seth. Seth is the only person to beat Brock Lesnar twice and have nothing going on after he beat Brock Lesnar twice. Even when Goldberg did it. Actually, Goldberg only beat him once, right? Beat Brock Lesnar once? Anyway, he beat Brock Lesnar twice, Seth Rollins did, and both title runs afterwards did nothing for him. Absolutely nothing for him. So if you're going to take the Undertaker streak, like Lesnar did, and become a unstoppable force, like Lesnar did, it takes a character like a Roman Reigns to have one final match, which, their best match, to enhance his character to now, who the fuck can beat Roman? Exactly. That's the story. The story isn't Cody's going to win the title to honor his family who couldn't do it, so Roman just so happens to have to lose. No. Roman's the prize. Roman is the prize. How do you beat Roman? Not how do you win the title for your dad. How do you beat Roman? The story has been so right there in front of people, but they want to take it for how they want to see it. Well, how is it there? How is it on TV? Exactly how it is on TV. I'm not saying Cody underestimated Roman, but Cody wasn't looking at Roman. He was looking at the title. Even when, and I criticize this as well, Cody being the catalyst on that SmackDown for Sammy and KO getting back together really rubbed me the wrong way, because it felt like they were still trying to tack on this inorganic support for Cody. Just like the pandering, what do you want to talk about? Shut the fuck up, man. I don't need to be a part of your show. Don't invite me into what you're doing. Show me what I should be grabbing on to. Oh, Cody's so cool, man. He always asks us what he wants to talk about. Or, how about when Roman says, acknowledge me, everybody cheers, but then they want to boo the other thing. You know what I mean? Like, you can't pander to the crowd like, and acknowledge me, and, like, blame Roman for pandering when the crowd boos afterwards. When he says acknowledge me, you shouldn't be cheering. You should be booing. And then when he says the other shit, you should boo that too, because it's a fuck you, Roman. Because Roman's arrogance is saying to acknowledge me. Cody's, what do you want to talk about? Is saying, hey guys, come like me. Well, fuck you. It's not about what I want to talk about. It's what I need to hear from you. You're the storyteller. You're the storyteller. This isn't Goosebumps, man. You don't get to pick, you know, it's not a choose your own adventure. You don't get to go to whatever page you want. I don't get to tell you what I want you to talk about. I have to listen to you. Or that style of character isn't for me. Fuck that politically correct bullshit. Straight up, we should not be telling Cody what we want him to talk about. He should be telling us what we need to hear. And the fact that he does that, the fact that that is his character's perspective, I'm good. I'll watch somebody else who will show me why I should care about them. I should care about Cody because he wants me to care about him. No, not at all. Not at all. I'm not going to like you because, hey guys, check out this part in my song. Ready? Here it comes. Whoa. Like, no. And to say it's an organic part in a song, and I'll direct this right to you, Mr. Chaos, to say it's an organic part in the song because that's how it was, that's how the writers wrote it, the words before it, the crowd is here about to blow, waiting for me to put on a show or whatever the fuck it is. Like, it's literally telling you that you guys are going to scream because I'm coming to do some things. Like, it's so fucking patronizing. But you fall for it. The proverbial you falls for it. And so be it. So be it. Like, it's a good song. Okay? Like, that's fine. Excuse me. But Gargano has a good song also. If your entrance and presentation and it lacks in promo and wrestling, well then you're all fluff. Give me the substance. What do you want to talk about? That's not good promo. That's engagement. That's crossing the barrier to be in the stands. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? Shut the fuck up. Tell me something. Look, I don't personally think it was the wrong decision. I think this is the chance for Cody to gain some real adversity. Brock Lesnar didn't necessarily have to be the opponent. It is better, though, than Roman saying, we'll get to the back of the line. Roman understands what happened at WrestleMania. Absolutely understands that the ability for a rematch was possible. So I did respect that as well. When they decided that no rematch, well, how about a tag match? And then they go along that route of things. It still leaves room for conversation. But now to get Cody away and do an organic story, like, look, even it, same thing. And organic's the wrong word to use there. But with Seth, had he lost one of those matches, you as in people who think like me, you wouldn't get the feeling that this is being presented on a platter for Cody. You would see that sense of adversity. And I'll say it again. Cody tearing his pec and wrestling is not adversity. It's actually absurdity. He shouldn't have been able to wrestle. He shouldn't have been able to beat Seth. If anything, that's the match Seth should have won. And Cody say, well, you only got that victory because I tore my pec. Let's go now, since we're both healthy. Boom, Cody gets the win. Now, like, there has to be vulnerability there. Without vulnerability, nobody likes that shit. That's why the whole term of Super Cena exists, right? That's why people didn't like Roman during the Big Dog run. Oh, he always wins. Yeah, there has to be vulnerability there. And they showed that in its biggest way with Roman at WrestleMania. That vulnerability of not having the bloodline to get his victory. Cody saying that when the Usos lose the tag titles, you'll be a tribal chief with no tribe. Like, that mental adversity that Roman's going through is showing in character work. Fantastic. Now, as Cody is not able to come out and just talk about his story, and he has to tell some other story, there'll be points in Cody's performance that can help people latch on to him in a more organic way. In a way that is, I guess, not organic, because they would be designing a story to get you to like Cody, as opposed to the song, the outfits, the fucking you know, the gratuitous family shot up front. Like, they all do it. And they, I mean, they did their job. They did their job at WrestleMania. They got you to be so invested, and then they took it away from you. They got you to feel all the emotions, and they took it away from you. So now what you should be doing is waiting for Cody to get his comeuppance. And me, as a non-believer in Cody, because I'm a Cody fan. I was a fan of Stardust. I appreciated the stuff he went to do. But every time something looks off, I keep it a buck. I'm not going to stop and go, oh, that's great. Cody's run with MJF, I thought they cut short. They could have had MJF as a babyface all the way up to an actual title match and had a babyface champion in MJF. And you know what they did? They fucking cut that program in a month. And it was dumb. But Cody was like, he was basically healing out on MJF, and they do the turn to make fucking MJF the... It was like 3 years ago, but still. There were so many inconsistencies. I was waiting. I'm sure some OG listeners from back in the day would remember when he had that match with Malakai Black, and he got kicked off the top rope, and he looked back. He gets kicked, he looks back, he gets his feet set, he looks back again, and then jumps into the table after he got kicked. You can't. The fucking the match with Andrade, like, that whole program was fucked. The program with fucking Agogo was fucked. Like, it's just, as good as Cody can be, just because he did some cool shit doesn't mean he's now fully deserving of everything you think he is. Now, again, I could be wrong. I'm usually not, but I could be wrong that had Cody won, he could be the face of the company. Not yet. It's not there. Because the way he talks with this insidery kind of thing where, you know, if you look at his press conference from the Royal Rumble, he's like, you know, and if you... You know, just know I've been very particular about not saying our champion's name out loud. And, you know, I do these things to present myself in a particular way. So, dude, just stop, man. We all get it. We all get it. And as much as we all get it, we all don't. But you don't need to act like we don't get it. Do your thing. We will gravitate to you. Unless that thing you do sucks. And that happens across the board. I have a feeling the less access we have to Cody, the more people are going to gravitate to him. Stop giving us 100% American Nightmare, / American Dream, because he's telling his dream story. If he gives us less of him, we will want to see more. And he will be more believable because he's putting all his cards on the table. And for fans like me, I'm like, you know what? Nah, just, it's, no. No, it doesn't hit. It doesn't hit. I mean, it's so close to Charlotte Flair. Like me, because this is my legacy. Except, you know, Dusty was the opponent and only had a little bit of shine with the NWA title. But it's not even... Like, I don't want to shit on it too much because it's really not that big a deal. I just find the outrage that WWE didn't do the thing that you guys wanted actually pulls away from his ability to grow as a character, because that's what they're about to do in front of you. But because it's not what you want, you're not willing to go along for the ride. Cody's story that he's been telling is not the story that WWE has been telling, because WWE's story has to do with peaks and valleys of characters. It does for every single person that gets on TV. No one gets shot straight to the top. They don't do that. They never have. So all the hills they have to climb, the adversity that we watch these characters go through, Triple H said it during the press conference as well. He goes, if every movie you went to see, or if you go to see a movie, and in the first 15 minutes, it feels like the movie was going to end. And then the next 15 minutes, it feels like the movie's going to end. And then the next 15 minutes, it feels like the movie's going to end. And every 15 minutes, it feels like the movie's going to end. you would go out of your mind with all the ways that this looks like it was going to end. Just watch the story. We're going to tell a story. It's a longer story. Cody's story isn't the WWE version of the story. This is Cody's part in the story. The fact that the whole, and this shit blew my mind. The whole time he's talking about his story and he's purposely not using Roman's name, like, that's the mountain you have to climb. Not the weight of the 60-year legacy of your family name. The mountain you have to climb is Roman Reigns. He's the guy. Why would Cody's dad and brother's inability to get the WWE title mean more than Roman's ability to hold it for 900 plus days? And this gratuitous 1,000-day push that people are trying to, this narrative they're putting out there, as if they care about the numbers. Since last WrestleMania, Roman's been in the same spot. He's not going to pass these other guys. He's not getting to Bruno territory. He's not getting to Hogan territory. Pedro Morales, Bob Backlund, I don't know the exact numbers, but he's not going to be crossing those numbers off the list because those aren't as reachable as, let's say, the tag titles were. Okay, New Day passes Demolition. Usos pass New Day. We might not see a run like that again for the tag titles. But Roman's not going to get these numbers. And if he gets 1,000, so what? What has been happening? I get it. There's a lot of people tired of the shtick. But look around. Sammy and KO are main eventers. Could they have done it before? They have. But has it held weight? No, it hasn't. Kevin Owens was never undeniable. He beat John Cena. And what happened after that? It didn't maintain. KO and AJ had an IC title run. You guys remember that? They were fun matches, but the story didn't go anywhere. And then you had KO and Jericho on the list, and it was the best story going in WWE then. And it got blown up for Goldberg. And they weren't able to maintain that. Mostly because Jericho wanted to leave after not main eventing WrestleMania with that story. And I don't disagree with the idea. But the outcome we got with Brock and Goldberg was something in fan lore that righted the wrong from so many years ago. And those two matches were awesome. The 89 seconds and the one at WrestleMania. They were really good matches. Now, would it have been nice to have a great cherry on top for KO and Jericho? Absolutely. They also could have put on a better match with what they had at WrestleMania. Had Jericho stuck around, would it have been a possibility that KO becomes a bigger star because him and Jericho worked together to continue that story? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. But why hasn't KO held that stature? Now, all the work that KO's done with Roman Reigns, and I'm not saying this is Roman's doing. What I'm saying is with Roman as champion, it has allowed for this to happen. Moments. Okay, you guys want to talk about moments. Cody should have won because you wouldn't get a moment that big. Well, you said that about Drew McIntyre in Cardiff. And what has McIntyre done since Cardiff? McIntyre hasn't been able to gain fan support for anything he's done. And he's felt like he's been in the way. So at Cardiff, had Drew won, what are we looking at? What is he holding down? What division is he locking up? What other stars is he putting on the map? How well did that go last time? But that was the moment, right? You want the moment to outweigh the story. You want the moment to outweigh the quality of what we would see going forward. If Drew wins there, guess what? There's no Sammy Uso. There's no build for Sammy to have his, quote, moment in Montreal. That moment in Montreal for Sammy doesn't matter if he wins or loses. The moment started at the reception. Same thing with Cody at WrestleMania. Guess what? If Sammy got his moment in Montreal, Cody doesn't get his moment at WrestleMania. It would actually be easier for Cody to get his moment at WrestleMania, get his title, finish his story. But guess what? He beats Sammy, who had the title for a couple months, and there's no value in Cody afterwards. Who is he going to fight? Who's he going to fight afterwards? Kevin Owens? Cody and Kevin Owens for the titles? And I love these guys. They're not Roman Reigns. And Roman has helped building them to that level. Let's say there's a rematch and KO and Sammy lose the titles back to the Usos. Now what? Now KO and Sammy have battled the bloodline. They went after the Usos. Solo still gets involved. Now they're going back after Roman. One of them's going to take him down. There's a chance all that stuff happens. I don't know. I don't fantasy book. So I don't know. Overall, to think that WWE did the wrong thing by not putting the title on Cody is not focusing on Cody. Now, let the story play out. You guys are tired of hearing it? Whatever. That's how it is. Unless they make a drastic turn and Cody doesn't build towards finishing his story, then you have a point. So I'll check back with you in a couple months when I feel like recording again on my own. Nah, I'm going to try to stay more consistent, but I had to today. This Cody thing was getting too crazy. He's got adversity, and he has to climb back up in the position in WWE to make sure that all his bases are covered before he goes after the title again. So now he's going to lock down what he has to when it comes to guys like Brock Lesnar and outperform them to get to a point where he can get back to Roman. But I swear on everything, he'll get back to Roman in a way that no one can interfere. Hell in a Cell, cage match, we all know anyone can interfere at any time, right? Well, an opportunity to have a no-holds-barred match or whatever it is where, you know, Cody got goons too. Is he going to have a squad with him? Is he going to find a way that if a last man standing match or a false count anywhere or no DQ, whatever it is, that KO and Sammy are going to be by his side? We'll find out. But the build for Cody to figure out how to get his mission accomplished inside of WWE is something I'm looking to see. The thought of Cody absolutely getting what he said he was going to and just walking through WWE when Roman is on a historic run made zero sense to me. And this is why. Because Roman has value. He has value. Value to the company in all kinds of ways, but just on TV. Just straight up on TV. This is how I'll compare it. Shouts to my guy at Matthew McNarley. He was like, oh, so you giving Roman credit for something Brock was doing, where he would take the title and then be off of TV for a while. Yeah, you know why? Because when Roman's not on TV, you don't know he's missing because his story actually still exists. Because the Usos are more important because of what Roman has been doing with this story. Sammy and KO are more important because of what Roman is doing with this story. The problem I was having with Cody is that his story wasn't close enough to Roman to pull me in to want to see that. Him and Roman barely crossed paths. That's part of what wasn't making sense that Cody would win. They barely crossed paths to get there. They did say some great things to each other, so it would be awesome to see them on a weekly basis figure that out. So this whole bloodline thing, it's going to end up where it ends up. And when it breaks down, it breaks down. But I'm not in a rush. Because the story's good. The story works. So, as Cody gets through adversity, he will gain more fans and more fans. And look, there's been moments where I was ready for Roman to lose through the story. And then he found a way to do it. And usually with the bloodline help. And that's how this is going to work until someone's able to do it. I had a problem with Sammy trying to take down the bloodline. Because Roman was a tyrant. Yeah, Roman's been a tyrant. Did you see how he got Jey Uso to fucking acknowledge him? By choking out Jimmy. Like, that's how this works. But Sammy knew that from the beginning. And Sammy used Roman to get exactly where he is, and that's that. But now, I don't anticipate Sammy and Roman crossing paths anytime soon. Because as Roman said, there's problems within the bloodline. So he's going to handle the Usos before he handles the external stuff. That's how this character works. That is how this character works. So that's a good 30 minutes on this whole Cody situation. I can only tweet so much. There's definitely a bunch of you guys out there on one side. There's definitely a bunch of you guys out there on the other side. I'm down for the conversation. I actually don't think I told many people that they were wrong. The phrase terrible wrestling take just means there's way more going on than what you think. And me too. I know there's more to this than I think, and I could be completely off base. But to say WWE made the wrong decision, it's their decision. It's their company. They do what the fuck they want. Why did they make that decision? Why? Let's find out. Let's see where this story goes. And if they kill this story, I'll admit it, because I have before. If they kill the story of Cody going after the title, then yes, you guys have a problem. But if Cody's quest to get that title now includes multiple hurdles to get there, guess what? There's the story. He had no hurdles. He found out what the hurdle of the bloodline is firsthand, not just by watching to the side. Because what was going to happen, again, I can't even cut this fucking thing off. Cody from the sidelines was analyzing the bloodline, and he would come on TV and he would say that. But had he won, he would have been the smartest wrestler of all time. He would have been the best wrestler of all time, or of the modern era, because he would have beaten Roman, who through wits and family agreements and strategy was winning every single time and held the title for more days than any modern champion. So you're saying over the last 20 years, Cody would have been the best wrestler to come along because of everything he did in AEW and New Japan and all that shit? Just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Now, if Cody takes his WWE lessons learned and applies it to his WWE character, and he goes through the stages of building up strengths to take on anyone who holds the title, even if Roman loses by then. But this particular character just doesn't have the depth right now. So go through adversities, build up who you are, formidable challengers. Fucking, look, I love Chad Gable, but it shouldn't take Cody that long to beat Chad Gable. It shouldn't take Cody that long to beat Ludwig Kaiser. He's got to get some wins. He's got to look strong. He's got to build. And once he builds, we'll see that he's not just tough at enduring things. Like he endured Seth with a pop peck. Okay? He's got to be stronger. He's got to be better. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. I mean, look, I needed less convincing that Logan Paul needed a title shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm not... Cody did it. He got to the main event of WrestleMania, and the next time he main events WrestleMania, he's either going to have the title walking in, or he's going to be walking out with it. And I am confident in that based on how I perceive the story will be going heading forward. And I'm not going to be mad at it if he wins, even if it's Roman Reigns. And if it's at next WrestleMania, hopefully I'll be there because it's in Philly. So why would I be mad if a proper story is told for character growth to see my favorite wrestler lose at WrestleMania that I'm going to be in attendance for? I'm not going to be mad. I should be, right? If I act like everyone else did on Twitter over the last 2 days. That's not what this is about. This is about the stories they're going to tell. So that Cody couldn't do it. Maybe the next Cody can. Maybe the next Cody can. That's all I got. WrestleMania was awesome. Working out some logistics with Wrestling on the Rocks to see if we're going to do a WrestleMania recap. I know they had a lot of stuff going on over there, so shouts to them. safe travels and all that shit. Other than that, you know, when I get a moment to sit down and do this stuff, it gets me excited to want to do more and more and more. And I just kind of find the moments that I can take to do it. And this was one of them. I wish I didn't blow all my great material on Twitter, which at TLB Takes Podcast, check my threads. I did not mind at all going off on any of you guys. And it's weird when you have an indifferent opinion and somebody comes back at you and you're able to comment on that with new words and lines. That's when you know you kind of got something right in your mind. So I feel very confident that going forward, we are going to see more from Cody that makes him more formidable. One of the things it's going to take, as I wrap this up, is Cody to speak differently, use different words, use different phrases. It's going to take him his music going off and charging the ring instead of doing the whoa. You know, the In Time brothers, shouts to Jeremy and Justin, they say it about Bianca. When is she going to be in a rush to where she doesn't do her dance down the ramp? And Cody's going to get there too. He's going to get this. This shit's going to get important enough to him to not soak in that moment because he has to go do something in the ring. That's just where I'm at with it. I don't need you to tell me it's okay to be a part of the story. I need you to show me why I should want to be a part of the story. That's where I'm at with it. This has been awesome. I can't wait to do it again, but I'm going to have to wait to do it again. And we'll see what kind of opportunities I get to do it. Right now, it's the middle of the afternoon. I decided to take the rest of the day off of work, and I'm sitting at my kitchen table. So that's how this one came about. All in all, wrestling's fun. Most of us are adults, so just fucking watch a dumb TV show. And if you feel that heavy about it and it bothers you when other people talk about it, then don't say anything. If you're willing to have an awesome discussion, then head over to tbtakespodcast.com and click on some links, listen to some shit, and you can see how you can talk to me about it. Because I'll talk about anything. I don't give a fuck. So, all right, y'all. Check me out at tbtakespodcast on Twitter. Every once in a while, I'll be on Wrestling on the Rocks at WOTR The Show. Maybe we'll be there this week doing a WrestleMania recap. If not, maybe I can find a way to do a recap here. Until then, Cody ain't ready. Roman's a tribal chief. Acknowledge him.